Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I also am of the belief, as I said last night when the news broke, that you've probably seen the last of Alex Bregman on the Red Sox. And I don't want that to be the case. I don't think that that's a good outcome, per se. And I hate the fact that they're cycling again through another right-handed bat, power bat here at on this team, like they've been doing for the last 10 years. But I think that's probably the most likely outcome. We'll get into that. We'll get into the last year he had in Houston, what the other options are for the Red Sox, and another aspect of this that I feel like hasn't really been getting a ton of attention, and that's the relationship between Alex Bregman and Alex Cora, which I think in a lot of ways was the, maybe cudgel's the wrong word because I feel like that's a negative connotation, but the last piece that sort of got this deal over the finish line back in the spring, not in the spring really, it was in February, but like that sort of, I feel as though there was a lot of divide in the Red Sox organization over Alex Bregman and bringing him in at all. They didn't want to give him a big, long contract, as you just heard right there from Jeff Passan. And that clip from Jeff Passan is about a month old. That was back from September, him talking with Alex Speer. So this is something that has been on the horizon. We've all sort of known about it. I don't know exactly when the announcement like that generally gets made, but here we are, not even to the World Series yet, and Alex Bregman, through John Heyman, has announced that he will be opting out of the final years of his contract here with the Red Sox after 1 year making $40 million. I gave what I thought were the main reasons for this last night. And what they have to do with, mostly, to me, is the cliff is the wrong word, but the plateau, let's say, of Alex Bregman and the decline of Alex Bregman. He hasn't fallen off a cliff. There's that. That's not a way to. That's just not putting it in a realistic way. But he has plateaued and he has started to decline. And Houston recognized that. The Red Sox, the rest of Major League Baseball, I think, recognized that to an extent. Now, there were some offers that he got. Alex Bregman did get other offers other than the one from the Red Sox, but they weren't what he wanted. He wanted $200 million. What he was getting offered was considerably lower than that.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
Not quite, Max Kellerman, but there is certainly evidence that Alex Bregman, and this goes back to last year, evidence that Alex Bregman is on the decline as a player, and that's not necessarily condemnation of him. He's 31 years old. He'll be 32 in March, so right as the beginning of next year, he'll be starting his age 32 season. And he still has a good glove. He was awesome in April this year. In April, he looked like an MVP candidate. He had 24 RBI, had like 9 home runs, 10 home runs, something like that. He had a crazy first month of the year, and it got everybody's expectations up pretty high. In April, he had 7 homers, 24 batted in. You know, like it was a good month. It was a good month for Alex Bregman. I think that when you take into account the entirety of what he gives you, of what he's capable of still producing, you still have a very strong player there at third base. And on top of just the play on the field, you have a presence in the clubhouse and a veteran leader that the Red Sox, I think, should be considering when they look at the future of this team, when they look at their young players, their Roman Anthony's, Marcelo Myers, their Christian Campbell's, their Peyton Tolley's, their Conley Early's, Sadon Rafaela, like all these guys. You know, there's a lot of young players on this team. A lot of them are rookies. Most of the guys I just named were rookies that debuted this year, but there's other young players on this team who I think would be well-suited to the leadership qualities and capabilities of a one Alex Bregman. But you don't pay for that. You don't pay top dollar for that. You don't pay top dollar for that unless he's still producing like a top dollar player. And unfortunately, the drop-off this year was real. I mean, it was real. There were injuries, obviously. And that took a big chunk out of the middle of the season. In July, he only had 48 at-bats. But when he came back in August, the numbers were down. And in September, they cratered. In September, he hit .216. On base was .310, and he slugged .330.
Here comes the cliff.
I mean, that's cliff-ish. And that was a tough time for that to be happening. Especially when it seemed like this Red Sox team was poised to at least get out of the wild card round. At least get out of that wild card round. The pitching was holding up. They were getting just enough offense, mostly through, you know, Trevor Story. He was basically the only guy who showed up in the playoffs. And Bregman was one of the many that didn't. And that was unfortunate. And I think that that's going to leave a sour taste in the mouth of a lot of people, especially people in the Red Sox front office. Now, it does seem as though the messaging coming from Fenway and coming down there from Jersey Street is that we want Alex Bregman back. And we will do what it takes to get him back, right? It seems like that's what people were saying today. That's what I heard from, I saw Lou tweeting about it.
Lou tweeted about it. I talked about it with my Playtesi guys, Carrabas. I would say 85% of the Red Sox Twitter sphere, whatever, expects or is predicting that Alex Bregman will return.
Or that he wants to return and that the team wants him to return and that that's all copacetic. And to that I say, they may be telling you that. They may be trying to put that out there. But you'd put that out there at the beginning of something like this, regardless of whether or not you actually want him back. He's a popular player. He's popular in the clubhouse. He's popular with the fans. All right? I mean, fans recognize that he did fall off badly at the end of the year and that he was kind of a, you know, black hole at the plate in the last month and into the postseason. But he was popular. And the start that he got off to this year was tremendous. I mean, he was awesome to start the year. But then the rest of the year happened. And I think that that's something that the team, while publicly, or maybe not publicly, but through back channels and through media people and, you know, Lou and Carrabas and everybody else are saying, oh, yeah, we really want him back. I think that that's a good message to have. And it's a good message to have even if you really don't want him back. Because with Scott Boras, I don't think it's going to be a nice, quick, easy, tidy negotiation. I don't think it's going to be a nice, quick, tidy anything. I think this is going to be a very complicated market for Alex Bregman. I think there are teams that are going to want him, but I think they're going to play hardball. I think teams are going to play hardball with Boras, and Boras is going to play hardball with them. And you saw it last year. You saw this thing drag out all offseason up until the eve of spring training when the Red Sox finally got the deal done, and the only way they were able to do it was by going way over the top in that first year and paying them $40 million. And Bregman thought, that makes more sense. I'll go out there. I'll have a great year. And that's another thing. You just heard, and that was at the beginning of September, so I guess at that point, right, I think that clip from Passan was like September 4th or September 3rd. So, you know, he hadn't really started his big-time drop-off yet. His numbers had declined, but they weren't in oh-my-God territory yet. The rest of that month happened, and the rest of that month, I think, took Alex Bregman's season from a very good season to a good start to the season, but overall, just kind of schmeh. You know, OPS of .821, that's not bad for sure. And it hit .273, 18 homers, 62 batted in. You paying top dollar for that? You paying top dollar for those kind of numbers? I just, you know, I mean, you tell me. I don't know. I don't know that the Red Sox would do that. I don't know that that's something that the Red Sox, when they punch it into the computer and take into account, you know, how players of that ilk generally deteriorate as they get older and get beyond the age of 30, I don't know that that's going to compute for them. And I think that when things don't compute for the Red Sox, those things don't end up happening. And I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about it for a couple of reasons. Number one, all that aforementioned stuff about the production and about the leadership and about how, you know, his influence on the young players and all those other things. But also because I think it's going to represent a signal anyway that the Red Sox as a team are moving away from what worked for them last offseason, which was spending and maybe bucking the computer and sort of just going with what they think works and not having it all be about cost effectiveness and everything else. You're a big market team. Not everything has to be cost effective. And they already have some tough contracts on this ride. It's not like they don't, but, you know, they're still very much, and with a step forward like the one that you took this year as an organization, back to relevance, back to the postseason, to a great series with the Yankees in the wild card round, and starting that, rekindling that rivalry after four dormant years. You know, like all of those things were positive. All of those things were positive for the Red Sox. It was in general and still is now a positive season for Major League Baseball. Viewership is up. People are watching the playoffs. This is all good news. And the Red Sox should be right in the middle of it. But if they go back to their old ways of, well, it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, we tried, but hey, you know, I just financially, it's not a baseball players are expensive. You remember that one with John Henry? Like, I don't want to go back to that. And I think that this is a bit of a litmus test here. This is a bit of a litmus test for this organization. If they have a backup plan of a right-handed power bat, left side of the infield type of player, and they are getting ready to unleash it on us, then fine. Okay, then I'll react to that when it happens. But if they let Bregman walk out the door, which he obviously did, he opted out, so I guess they didn't let him, he chose to. But if he walks out the door and they don't get him back here, despite all this happy horse crap about how he really wants to come back and they really want him back and all it takes is just they got to sit down and hash it out. Scott Boras is not someone who likes any of that stuff, you know? He doesn't like hometown discounts. He doesn't like the player and the team and the relationship. No. He's looking at this as though, all right, Alex, if you finish out this contract that you're on right now and you play these next 2 years here in Boston, and at the end of those 2 years, you've fallen off two more years worth, then I don't know if you're getting another contract. This is your last chance to do it. You have to opt out, and you have to go out and get a new contract. Otherwise, if you play this one out, you're not going to get another one. And financially, maybe that's, you know, okay with him. It would have been $40 million, but clearly it wasn't. Clearly he decided to go for the next contract.
Yeah, he's valuing the years more than the actual money.
Right, and the money may end up being more, too. I don't think it's going to be $200 million. No one's paying him $200 million after this. But that's why I think this is going to drag out. This is going to be a long, prolonged experience here. And that's a shame, because I thought it would have been, you know, nice to bring Bregman back. I thought it would have been nice if he opted back in and decided maybe opt out next year or play it some different way. But I also think that if you're being realistic about it, and Bregman, I'm sure, is Scott Boras, everybody, I mean, they all get to say, they all read the same stats. This was not a positive end of the season for Alex Bregman when it comes to his free agent market. So I think that they are taking a bit of a risk here. I think they are taking a bit of a risk. Is he going to get offers? Sure. Is he going to get the offer that he wants, the offer that Boras is holding out for? I don't know about that. And if that's something that drags on and takes forever, that's going to be financial holdups left and right here for the Red Sox. And I just don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through all that again. I would rather that they take that attention and they take that Devers money and they go to work on other things. You know, if there's other clients out there that they want to get at, if there's other people that they want to work on signing or trading for and then extending, then go ahead and worry about that. And don't worry so much about Alex Bregman and this whole game he's playing here with Scott Boras. That's a game that's going to drag out because he is not a sure thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you're basically saying that instead of going through, like, let's say the ultimate solution is Bregman does come back and he resigns.
Mm-hmm.
You would rather not go through all the hurdles and the obstacles that Scott Boras is going to present versus waiting it out for someone who, as we just said, 85% of the people think that he would want to come back.
If we're talking about a five-year deal worth, you know, $150 million, whatever it is that you want, then I'm not sure I want that for Bregman anyway. I'm not sure that that's something that I would jump at. I'd negotiate with him. I'd negotiate with him and Boras. The thing is, I think you're going to get leveraged. I think that that's how they're going to go about this. Now, would I want to fight the thing out till the end? If it goes all the way through February again, no, probably not. I don't want those kind of financial restrictions. I don't want them to be sitting there waiting for Bregman to give him an answer, and all that money's being held up, and that's going to, you know, hold them up from doing other things. And it's the Red Sox. Like, I think that's very possible. So, no, I'd rather not wait around all offseason for Alex Bregman. I just don't think that that's a smart way to do things. But when you're involved with a Boras client and he opts out like that, then yeah, it's going to be one of those type of stories. There are going to be other teams that make big offers for him. Toronto. Detroit. Detroit really wanted him last time. They probably take another swing at him there, too. And I think that all of these teams have a good reason to want to get a guy like him. But the Red Sox do, too. It's now going to be this whole thing. And when they have a whole offseason and a lot of other holes that they got to patch on this team in terms of putting a pitching staff together, a rotation, some of their other infield questions, outfield questions, what are they going to do with the logjam in the outfield, all of this stuff. I just feel like Bregman being this thing kind of, you know, hovering over them the entire offseason. Like, if that's how it goes, like it did last year, I don't know if I'm up for that. I don't know if I'm up for another offseason of that. That's how I feel about it. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. Want to talk, or hear, I guess, from Jason Varitek. He was on with the Greg Hill Show this morning. Had some very interesting thoughts about his future with the organization. But I want to just grab here what he said about Alex Bregman. Listen to the captain, Jason Varitek, from this morning.
It's definitely business. I mean, is he a great player and a great part of our clubhouse? His third base play and just him being a teammate. But he took the risk of taking a shortened deal and have that option to find out, you know, what he's going to do as a free agent. Very, very, very smart man on both ends, both Scott and Breggy. You know, it'll iron its way out, and he'll pick his best spot. But I would guarantee it's got to be somewhere to have an opportunity to win, which can be here, and it could be somewhere else.
Okay, that's the case. Detroit made it further than you. Toronto made it further than you. Just saying. How about the Yankees? What about the Yankees? Is that out of the question?
I mean, pretty much every free agent that is out there is always going to be a Yankees option.
Right. But I feel like we have, like, Ryan McMahon was a rental, right? So they just, he's gone. I don't think he's going to be back. I think he was a rental. He's like 30 years old. Gold Glove finalist, by the way. A couple of Red Sox in there, too. Maybe a few too many Red Sox, considering they led the league in errors up for Gold Gloves this year, but that is something that I wanted to touch on as well, as almost the entire Red Sox coaching staff is going to be brought back, except for possibly Jason Varitek. And I'm not sure what the effect Jason Varitek was having on that team. But there is... Oh, wait a minute. Ryan McMahon is signed. Never mind. Ryan McMahon is signed for one more season, two more seasons. So I guess they don't need Alex Bregman. Never mind. I thought he was a rental for some reason, but I guess not. So, yeah, he's getting up there, too. They're about the same age. So forget the Yankees. But if any of the other teams, the American League teams, American League playoff teams, have an interest in Alex Bregman and are willing to go there, you're a good team and a good ballpark for a right-handed bat. No question about it. But if the Red Sox decide to get stingy with it, which they have in the past, if they decide, hey, you know, we're going to we're going to cinch up the purse strings here a little bit, then he's going to be gone. And I think in that scenario, I'd be okay with it. I like Marcelo Meyer. But I also, my big problem with it is going to be that you're once again cycling through your right-handed power bat, and you just can't keep doing that every year. It's not been working, if you hadn't noticed. I think that's something that this organization has just kind of, you know, thrown up their hands and said, why sign somebody? We can just find someone in free agency, sign them for a one-year deal, move on from him the next year, not have to extend them, and then we'll just get another one. And that's the way we'll go about it, and we'll do it every single year. And it's just, how's that going for you? You know, like, how's that working out? You're getting decent production, but then you're moving on to the next guy. You're not really winning anything. You know, it's just I don't see why you wouldn't want to just bring in somebody that you can sign and then not have to worry about it. There's also the little matter of Trevor Story. Trevor Story had a better year than Alex Bregman, right? He has an opt out. Why wouldn't Trevor Story want to opt out? You know what I mean? Like if he feels the same way, like this could be my last chance at a big contract. He carried the offense, and that is another part of this. Not that I think Story or even Bregman don't want to be here, but I think if they're offered a situation where the team is as good or maybe better, and not only that, but neither one of them are being expected to carry the offense, like Trevor Story carried the offense this year. He was the guy, and Bregman was expected to be the guy too, and neither one of them could really do. I mean, Story had a good year, but he wasn't, you know what I mean? He wasn't like a superstar. He didn't have a crazy year. And I think that if he's looking at this and thinking about his future and they're looking at their last chances to win before they retire and get these big contracts, I wonder how that's going to go.
Well, if Story opts in, he'd be making $25 million a year. So mm-hmm. if he goes out onto the market, considering the age, he's going to be 33 this upcoming year.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to get like a big time contract. He's not going to make more than Alex Bregman, I don't think, if he opts out.
I mean, he had a better season than Bregman.
Well, he was more consistent, but he still has more questions because this past year, his first full season in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Bregman had a better OPS, better batting average. Story obviously had more home runs, more runs batted in. But the point, I guess, is that this is sort of a crossroads that the Red Sox find themselves at right now. And it's going to come down to business, and it's going to come down to money, and I just wonder how bought in the organization and the front office is when it comes to really trying to take the next step with this group.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.